Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, March the 8th of 2021. And I'm your host this evening, the Miracle Man. And I am so grateful to be with you tonight. It's great to be back with you after a fantastic Holy Spirit conference this past week. It was just marvelous. I will be telling you about that in a few minutes, about what all took place in that. Want to welcome all of you, wherever you're listening from, however you've heard about this program, whether you're from here where I am, here in the state of Michigan, whether you're in another state in this country, like example, I know New Mexico may be tuning in tonight, for example, along with some other states. Recently, I got a report that we had listeners listening from every continent on this globe, every life-sustaining continent on this globe. By that, I mean where people are currently inhabited. Of course, that excludes Antarctica, because who would want to live in Antarctica? It's so cold all the time, you know, kind of like Michigan in the winter. Actually, Antarctica is worse than that. You know, no slam to other cold states like Minnesota or some of the Canadian provinces. Many of those Canadian provinces are colder than us, actually. But we're so glad that you, wherever you are geographically, that you've made the determination to tune into this program. Maybe you're tuning in on the beach. But we're so glad to have you tonight. And I want you to enter into everything the Lord has for you. This is called the Miracle Man Show because we believe in God. We believe that God is the ultimate miracle worker. And the God who does true miracles. Speaking of that, last night I was listening to a previously aired episode where Mike Greenberg, who is from ESPN and ESPN Radio, he was talking to a certain figure. I forget who he was talking to, but one of the things he had asked was, he was referring to how someone asked, you know, do you believe in miracles? And he said yes. Now, the kind of miracles that he's referring to is like these miraculous comebacks that teams pull off. That yes, you got a good praying team, good praying coach, God believes in God, their team's down, and he believes that God can help them come back and win the game, then certainly yes, you could say that was a miracle from God. But obviously, the players have to be in on it, of course. But when the guy answered the question, he didn't say anything about God. And we know that God is the ultimate miracle worker. Jesus is the ultimate miracle worker. And that you have to have faith for miracles. You have to have faith. These players, if they don't necessarily know God, they have to have belief that they're going to win the game. No, this is not sports time. I was just using this as an analogy. And how, in order to have, you have to have belief that you're going to be able to win the game. Especially if all your opponents are very competitive and all the teams are similar to you, then you have to have that belief that we can shoot better. We can throw, you know, in basketball, we can shoot better. If it's baseball, we can hit better. If it's football, you know, we can throw the football and run better on the offense. On the defense, you know, we can guard better. We can pitch better. We can put more pressure on the quarterback. You know, different things like that. They have to have belief that they're going to win that ballgame. You know, that's how it is for us Christians as we go through life. We have to trust God that He's going to help us. And we have to have faith for that miracle. We have to have faith. In fact, Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it's still possible to please God a little bit. Huh? No, it's not. No. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. It means that as Christians, faith is basically, it's like a requirement, because you can't be honestly doubting God. And you don't want to be a doubting Thomas. All Thomas missed was one church service. One. He became a doubter. And no, they couldn't stream back then either. not like today, where we can stream from wherever we are. You know. About the conference. It was a very powerful conference. People entered in big time. People truly entered into praise, truly entered into worship. And on that last song of worship, on all the nights, we were singing some of these old songs that I've sang before on this show. There's power in them. There's power in those. In some of those. In a lot of those. There's power in it. Well, Miracle Man, don't you know this is 2021? Yes. I know that. But I also know that the Word of God never gets old. The Word of God doesn't have an expiration date on it. And that includes you know, the songs of God. And so these songs, these older songs that I've been doing in the past, I tend to keep using them. There's power in them. And in fact, they sang twice, two different times this week. A song was sang, that one of my listeners on the show loves a lot. We used to do it at my local church. And I just might sing it. I mean, it's powerful. I love it. And it's just, you know, I just love the power that flows from it. And so the worship was fantastic. Attendance was wonderful. We met the conference budget on the second night. Almost met it on the first night, to be honest. But, yeah, we met it on the second night. We had people healed in various parts of their bodies over the course of the week, including, I believe Jesus was working on my eye socket supports that support vision. I believe Jesus was working back there, to be honest. I honestly believe that. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it, but I truly believe it. And young men, young ladies, and then young married couples were all anointed with oil this week. And so, also, various topics on the anointing were discussed this week by Dr. Barclay. And sometimes other speakers will speak, other times Dr. Barclay will just do it all. Depends on how the flow goes, on what God says. But it was, like I said, a great conference. One thing I might want to mention that Dr. Barclay had called out is there's some of these preachers who many years ago used to claim, I mean, some of the preachers, these preachers who now claim you don't have to read your Bible. In fact, don't read your Bible. It's not for today. Years ago, they used to say, if you don't read your Bible, you will shrink and die. I have a name, special name that I've come up with for these types of preachers. Pinos, preachers in name only. I mean, they may still be a preacher, but they're not godly. They've lost the anointing. They've fallen off. They've decided they wanted to appeal to a user-friendly crowd, seeker-sensitive crowd. And decided to just give off into fluff, but not me. And I'm not a pastor or whatever. I'm just doing this radio broadcasts. And I'm believing God to greatly grow the amount of people who listen to this program. And I know God's going to do it. But as I continue to go back and listen to, rewatch the conference, I'll be sharing with you tidbits each night of this week. And another thing I want to deal with, this is from yesterday morning. And that is this. It's really important that you find a way to be with God, truly be with God. Spend time with Him, truly. You know, get in prayer, get on the Bible reading. And this idea of, you know, God's there when you're brushing my teeth. God's there when you're doing your hair. God's there when, well, I'm spending time with God when I brush my teeth, do my hair, shave my beard, trim my hair if you don't go to the barber, drive to work, and do the tasks of the day. Yeah, He's there when you're doing all that. He's there. He's watching you. But it's not you actively spending time with Him. Because at that point, you're doing your tasks of the day. But, like brushing your teeth, eating, driving the car. You're just doing, your activities of the day. But God wants you to meaningfully be with Him. The Bible says, He that dwelleth in the secret place. The secret place. Folks, that's not a store in a mall somewhere. Like where somebody had a secret and couldn't keep a relationship with you and God. It's not a video game either. Nope. But you gotta find that place to where you spend time with God, and that you just find that way so you can ultimately be with God. Whatever it takes, whatever you have to do, so that you can truly be with God. And by the way, this is in your own life, not just church. Not just at church, but you have to do it for yourself at home. Because true Christians also seek God at home, not just in the church. Or on live stream church, if you're in a state or country where they have kept your churches closed. And by the way, listeners, I'm not necessarily trying to sound mad about it where the churches are closed, but I mean, come on. Time to open up. In fact, you want to know why so many places are still closed? Why some of these governors will not open up different places? It's called fear. 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 They claim, it's about the hospitals and the ventilators. The ventilators are whatever. No, fear. 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 They're afraid. And some of these pastors, where they're in places where they can't open up, where they can't open up, and they're not opening up. You want to know why they're not opening up? They're chicken. Buck, 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 buck. Oh, hang on. Buck, buck, buck. Exactly. They're chicken. So you need to find yourself in a born-again, spirit-filled, fire-baptized church where they preach the whole Bible, not some, you know, watered-down version, not some, I mean, watered-down message, you know, that they try to fit for today, in by 10, out by 11, three hymns, three hers, read Britannica, 2 points and a quick 30-second poem, offering, leave. That doesn't change any lives. No, it doesn't. Not if there's no anointing. Anointing. I did not say anointing. If I did, I'm sorry. The anointing of God is not annoying. Actually, what's annoying is when there's a lack of the anointing. You know? But here, let me tell you something that we know. The presence, the anointing is the presence of God. And the presence of God is the anointing. It's as simple as that. The anointing is the presence of God. The presence of God is the anointing. Not hard to understand. Just like, it's almost like 2 plus 2, 4. 2 times 2, 4. So, you know, you got to have knowledge of spiritual things to truly know the anointing. Now, you can feel it. And it can feel very strong and very thick. And it can almost feel like you're going off into a trance. Yes, it can. But the anointing of God is just such a great thing. And it's not something that you ever want to cheapen. Do not cheapen the anointing of God, ever, ever. I want to remind you of a few quick house things, real quick. Number one, regarding tonight, we're going to sing a couple of songs. We're going to enter into the word of the Lord, and then we'll discuss it, what we read tonight. And exhort, and then I have a couple sports things to discuss, including who won the All-Star game from last night, what has Michigan basketball and Michigan State basketball been up to the past few days. And in addition, no, that's it for tonight. And then I also wanted to mention to you that the next 2 weeks we will be having our normal show, normal time, just so you get the gist. But then between the 22nd and 24th, there will only be one show. My plan is to do it on the 22nd and to do it to kind of just let you know how things are going, as I will be in Florida near something that rhymes with peach, reach, teach. But in all instance, I'm ready to head down to Florida for some nice sun time. Time in the sun outside. And so, also, we, as Easter comes closer, we will begin to teach on Easter. Jesus shedding his blood and what that involves. Also discussing how he died for our sins and what that all means for us. The seven sayings of Jesus, why are those so important? And we'll just be having a great time with that as we get closer to Easter. I will be dealing with some of that starting with next week, even though by that point we'll be like 3 weeks away. But because that week, in 2 weeks for that week, I'll be in Florida. And the one time I'll be letting you know about how it's going. What's going on? There may be a quote unquote makeup show on like maybe the Friday evening of that week or something. We'll just see. But that's another thing I wanted to remind you of. And item number three I wanted to remind you of is we are on PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com and you can donate to River Shukla. You can sow whatever kind of seed you want as God leads you, as you feel in your spirit like you're supposed to give. Maybe you decide to just go on there and just fight the devil and say, you know what, I'm going to give Miracle Man, sow some seed into the Miracle Man program. And the name on that is Rivers Shukla. Shukla. R-Y-V-E-R-S space Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. And of course, Rivers and Shukla are capitalized. So just make sure of that so that you can sow your seed. And we know that God wants you blessed. God wants you blessed. I know that for sure. I know that for sure. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now we're going to enter into a time of worship, and I want to encourage you, listeners, whatever I do here, where I am, you do where you are. As I sing, you sing. If I raise my hands, you raise your hands. You know, as I read the Word of God, you follow along. As I exhort, you take notes. I pray, you pray. Just be a part of this, because I believe you're going to get the most out of this program if you participate. and enter in. Amen. As I said, we're going to sing a couple of songs. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You took what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You took what the enemy meant for evil, then you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You turn what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes, Jesus. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Oh, yes, you do, Jesus. Thank you. The battle belongs to you, Lord Jesus. The battle belongs to you, Lord Jesus. The battle belongs to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, keeping you, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. For you have never failed me yet. I mean, so my heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. No, 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 no. I see you move. You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Oh, we lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor, for we lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship and exalt your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to sing this chorus, and then we're going to go into the, open up the word. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. No one else can change my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There none is like you, Lord, in all the earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you are to us, for everything you've done in our lives, everything that you're going to do in our lives, for strengthening us, for enabling us to do your work. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are just ministering to us wherever we are, whatever we're doing, that you are just revealing things to us about you, that you're strengthening us in our minds, in our bodies, in every area, in every bone, that you are just strengthening us fully, that you're making us the strong ones that we are meant to be. And I just thank you. I honor you. We worship you this evening for who you are to us, who you are in us. And I say, speak to these storms of our lives, that these storms would calm down in your name, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God, that as we study your word, that you would reveal things to us, Lord God. And I give you permission, Holy Spirit, to just come in and do have your way tonight. Do whatever you want to do. Thank you, Lord God, that you use me as an oracle tonight, as a minister of your wonderful word. In Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that huge amounts, that great increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great ministry and radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, amen, and amen. And amen. Now, open your Bible, please, to the book of Psalm, chapter 114. Woo! Amen. Psalm 114. And we're just going to continue on, carrying on in the wonderful book of Psalms. I don't know about you, but I've been enjoying this. I truly have been enjoying this. This has been wonderful, going through the book of Psalms together with you listeners. I've been enjoying this a lot. I truly have. You know, being we talked about exalting the Lord tonight, 113 is in a long psalm. I just want us to look at that. So let's take a look at it again. 113. We're just going to back it up just a little bit. It's not a long psalm, so. Amen. Psalm 113, verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations. His glory above the heavens. Who is like you, O Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high? who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and the princes of their people. He settles the barren woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Now 1:14. When Israel came up out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a third of a foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary. Israel was dominion. Israel has dominion. The sea looked and it fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The hills like lambs. Why was it, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? You mountains, that you skipped like rams, and hills like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. 1:15. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But these idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel anything. They have feet, but they cannot walk. Nor can they utter a sound with their throats. And those who make them will be like them. And so will all who trust in them. O house of Israel, in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear them, you who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the master of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord. Those who go down to silence, it is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. 1:16. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. But then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. When I was in great need, he saved me. But at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, O Lord, have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, I said, I am greatly afflicted. And in my dismay, I said, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all of his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my hands to the Lord in the presence of all of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my words with the Lord in the presence of all of his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your minds, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. 117. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Call him, all of you peoples, for great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Two verses in one chapter. Wow. Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish I have cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All of the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died as quickly as burning thorns, and in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not I will live and not die. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answer me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, or one version says the chief cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, for he has made his light shine upon me. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Well, before I get into the meat of what I want to discuss, something very interesting. Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter anywhere in your Bible. Two verses. 118, a nearly average chapter, nearly average, with 29 verses, so almost 30 verses. Average chapter would be like in the 20s, so slightly longer than average. And then you have Psalm 119, which is way over 100 verses. So, just something to think about. But, so, first, one of the things we read about is how the psalmist is thanking God that he dried up the Jordan. He parted the Red Sea, straightened out the mountains. Yeah, the mountains skipped. The hills skipped. Why? So the Israelites could cross over. That's why God did that. That is a miracle from God. And then those who didn't believe God, they were just, were, you know, washed away by the Red Sea. And even Hebrews 11 talks about this, about how God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. Because that was a marvelous miracle that God did that. Marvelous! And it can be easy to be like, yo, he just, you know, he parted the sea. No. That, yes, he did. But that was a big miracle that he did that. A huge miracle. But you want to know the greatest miracle God ever did for you? Salvation. Salvation. That's the greatest miracle of all. Salvation for your soul. Salvation for your soul. So you don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven. In 118, it also talks about not putting your trust in man. Not putting your trust, you know, other things. But instead, trusting in the Lord. Now, some people who say they're Christians, they listen more to the prophets of the land. Also known as, you know, MSNBC, CBS, Communist News Network, ABC's of fake news, etc. Instead of trusting in the Lord. The Lord says we win. The Lord says we triumph. Man speculates. Oh, la da 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 da, we will have this much da 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 by this time. And man often tries to act like they have all the answers. The government, people think the government has all the answers. They don't. Does the news have all the answers? No! No! Oh, the weather guy? Sometimes, a lot of times he's wrong too. Uh-huh. Sometimes he'll say, oh, there's an 80% chance of rain and it doesn't even rain. Yeah, or maybe he'll say, today, sunny. And then at 2:30, you know, there's a thunderstorm and possibly a severe thunderstorm warning on it. You know, sometimes stuff just comes right at you. We put our trust. I'm not knocking the news people. I'm not knocking the weather people. Usually the weather people have a good idea of what's going on, you know, and science, weather systems, and what have you. But ultimately, we put our trust in the Lord our God. And after that it says, we triumph over our enemies. We triumph over our enemies. That doesn't mean we just barely win. You know, we almost lose. We triumph. Sometimes a triumph can be like a last second. That last second victory. That buzzer beater victory. And I tell you, you know, when you triumph over your enemies, that is so great. And there's something I always think of. Thanks be unto God, who always causes me to triumph. Not to barely win. You know, to almost lose, not to be defeated, to triumph, to win. You know, we're the head, not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're supposed to walk in joy and victory, not dismay and defeat. The enemy would love you to be dismayed, to feel defeated. He would love that. He would love that. I'm going to remind you of something that even my mom has told me before. The victory is greater than the battle. The victory is always greater than the battle, no matter what it is that you're dealing with in your life at the time. Oh, by the way, you're a human on this earth. You will go through stuff, guaranteed. Whether it be mental, financial, medical, just this thing of you don't know why you're feeling the way you are. Maybe in your mind, you know. And God, and through Dr. Buckley, God dealt with a lot of the stuff over the conference. Like depression and what have you. And if you're depressed, God doesn't want you to be depressed. He wants you to have joy. And you have to make clear that the enemy cannot have your joy. If something's robbing your joy, you need to find out what that thing is. Is it somebody? Is it something? And you have to say, you know what? This thing that's robbing my joy isn't going to rob my joy anymore. The enemy can't have my peace anymore. Can't take what's mine. I will rise up and win. I feel like this year is the year of the local church. I also believe that for Christians, this year is a year of victories. Many victories. That means that many people will be healed, delivered, set free from things this year. Things that have bound them for a very long time, and they will be set free from these things once and for all. And I strongly believe that for those who seek the face and call on the name of the Lord and ask God to free them, to deliver them, that God will heal and free and deliver many this year as they call on his name and ask of him to do it. And I don't know about you, but I just love the different verses in Psalm 118. All these psalms, really, but the first few verses in that chapter talks about his love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever. And then it goes on to other things and how it talks about, the victory. And it's just great. And it talks about how he will thank the Lord. And that we'll thank him, that, we'll be grateful to him. And part of how you thank the Lord is through your being grateful to him. like those 10 lepers in Luke. Jesus says, you know, weren't all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? Only one of the 10 came back to thank the Lord, to thank Jesus, and was fully made whole. Now, the other 9 were healed, but only one of them was fully made whole. Why? Because he went back to Jesus and thanked him. The other 9 got their healing, received their healing, and then, but then they didn't thank him. They just went right back to whatever they were doing. Lord God, help us tonight with this word. And we just thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful word tonight. I thank you, Lord, that we would just put this great word into practice, that we would trust in you for whatever it is that we're believing for. We would trust in you, and that we would cry out for it, that we would be like that blind Bartimaeus who kept asking and asking and believing and believing and shouting regardless of what other people thought until they got it, until they get it. And I thank you that when we receive our miracle, whatever that thing is we're believing you for, whatever that thing is that we're fighting, that when we receive that freedom, when we receive our healing, when we receive that, when we receive that good report, we will thank you for it. We'll make sure to thank you for it, what you did, and not just be like, oh, what's the big deal, but that we would thank you for it. And that we would put this word into practice in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. All right. In terms of sports, in the world of NBA basketball, you had the Team LeBron beat Team Durant. Team LeBron was west, Team Durant was east, 178 to 158. I mean, 170 to 158 at the All-Star game in Atlanta, Georgia. For men's college basketball, in the last week, on Tuesday night, you had Michigan ranked number 2 in America, playing Illinois at home, ranked number 5 in America. And number 5 goes in there, decides to totally destroy number 2, and they beat them by, like, over 30 points. Almost 30 points. And they totally dismantle Michigan in just about every area. Such a humiliating defeat. Thursday, Michigan turns back around, has to play Michigan State at home. They throttle Michigan State. Throttle them. Big time. Yesterday, Michigan plays Michigan State again. This time, Michigan State beats them 70-64. And Sean Brooks goes down with an injury, which means for Michigan, they now have postseason concerns due to one of their best players being out injured, as he had a protective thing on his leg after the game. And so the Big Ten tournament starts on Wednesday. in Indianapolis. Michigan may have to play Michigan State again at some point. Michigan State would win five of their last seven regular season games in order to go 9-11 in the Big Ten, 15-11 overall. As they wait to see if they can make the NCAA tournament. Chances are they would be a low seed. But we will have to wait and see. And I do think they can be a force to be reckoned with. Look at what they did yesterday in East Lansing. Michigan State is known in the past for finding ways to get things done, even when they're not necessarily favored. Tom Izzo will prepare that team if he has to. He will. He will. And for many years, as far as Michigan State, I have preferred Michigan State over Michigan when it came to basketball for many years. Many years. Even when I was first a true blue Michigan football fan, starting with 2002, I started following college sports as well. And I began to have a respect for Tom Izzo, for what that man has done in that program at Michigan State University. They won that big title in 2000. But then they lost the championship game in 2009 that was in Detroit. But they made it there. They made it there. They did what they had to do to make it there. The question is, will Michigan continue with their wonderful winning ways? Now they've lost two of their last three. Or will they somehow stumble? We will have to wait and see. Based on when I find out who Michigan's first opponent is in the Big Ten tournament, we will be able to determine. Also with Michigan State, who will their first opponent be in the Big Ten tournament? We will find out. I will pick both of these. As it is now, tournament time. So we'll just see what happens. And I'm excited to see this all play out. And we'll just be able to look together and see what happens. And also, you have the Tigers still playing in the spring training. Regular season of baseball will start in about a month. Hopefully, as the summer approaches, we'll be able to get more fans into the stadiums. I know I can't wait to get back to Comerica Park again to watch the Tigers play a great game in the summer, and to have that true American experience of being at the ballpark again, hopefully without a mask. And so until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.